We're in Simon Shin Chav Gimel now. We're up to Sif Aleph, and we'll be doing the first three Seifim. Sif Aleph, Mutar Lomer Lachaveiro Maleli Klize Afilu Miyuchad Lamida. Here we're talking about where you're going to a neighbor, you're borrowing something, and you're going to return after Shabbos, or you're going to pay for it after Shabbos. So you're allowed to tell him, could you please fill this Keli up? Afilu Miyuchad Lamida, even though that particular Keli is made for measuring, nevertheless, if you're bringing your own cup, obviously now you're going to know exactly how much you took, so you'll be able to repay the right amount. Nevertheless, since you're taking your own keli, that's considered just filling up a kli and taking it. V'ani mila shenotel halokeach mida shel mocher umalicho lebeso. When is that? When you actually take the cup of the seller and you bring it home. V'ein sarach lomer maybe halokeach mitoch beso v'omali maleli lizeh. That's either it's your cup or the seller's cup, either one of them. Avalim dod bekli ameyuchad lamida. But what if I take a measuring cup, velishboch letoch kelav shalokeach, and to pour from there into the buyer's keli, usser, that is usser, because that obviously looks like derech mekrech memkar during the week. Hago, v'yesh makilim lomer, t'chol sheinu mechava lamida lagamri, shememayat amosat ma'at shari. This Yesh Omrim holds that if you're not medakdek, that means you're using a measuring cup, but you don't fill it up mamish exactly to the top. You more or less fill it, then it's mutter. V'chein ha-minik poshed limdod b'kli ha-miyuchad l'mida v'lishpoch l'kelev shalokeach. That is the mida. You use a measuring cup, but you don't fill it exactly to the right amount. V'od yisbar l'chol l'somuch tam ha-makilim. Din alvo ha-shabbos dino kamo b'yontif. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, points out, if you're filling up the measuring cup approximately, why isn't that a question of gezel? Someone's either going to overpay or underpay. So he says that since it's understood that's the way it's being done, it's mutter, that's not gezel. I am buying from you an approximately a cup of sugar. Siv beis. Mutter lomer lachaveiro maleli kli zeh olamocher nimdor oso. You're allowed to say, fill this cup, and tomorrow we'll measure it. In other words, fill up this cup. I don't know how big this cup is. Tomorrow we'll measure this cup. Avalo yomale tenli mida ploni. But you shouldn't ask him for a certain mida. The Mishnah Berurah brings the kasha down. The Prima Gaudin mentions that how are you allowed to say we're going to measure it after Shabbos? Why isn't that dabra dover? You're mentioning that you're going to do a malacha. So Prima Gaudin says that it could be that since it's for the sake of Shabbos, Chazal gave a special heter. Because really it should have been Aser. Now this is Aser even if you do a Derech She'ela, not only Mechir, but you say I'll return it. What you're allowed to do though is say, you know, I need this cup up until that line, I need filled. You're not saying anything about measuring. You're just saying, I'd like you to fill it up until this line. That's all right, because it doesn't have a specific measure. Yeah, Siv Gimel. Mutar lomer lachaveiro tenli beitzim vegozim b'minyan. You're allowed to ask for, say, 5 eggs. You're allowed to ask for 18 nuts. Because nowhere do I see there that the reason he's mentioning the amount is in order to repay. He's just telling you what he needs. When people come to borrow something, they say, I'm short 5 eggs. So that's not a sign of him wanting to repay or him wanting to pay for it. So it's not derech mekach memkar. Using any term you would when payment was not an issue is going to be mutar on Shabbos.